speed is even faster here. Defensive ends, even 300-pound defensive tackles are the most athletic guys you'll ever see. So that's the biggest difference from what I see and what my teammates, former teammates, tell me.
Teams see me anywhere on the offensive line, you know. It's just about getting a little bit more comfortable for me. It was a little difficult at the Senior Bowl, you know, just getting used to it and stuff. But you know, I'm up for it. I'm up for the challenge. I think I could play any position on the offensive line.
What's the ideal position for you?
I mean, I would love to play left tackle because I played left tackle my whole career at Western Michigan. But you know, if a team wants me to catch punts, that's what I'll do.
How many starts? What was your consecutive starts?
I had 52 consecutive starts.
Is that a record?
Yeah, it's a record.
How much pride do you take in that?
And that's one of the reasons I played. You know, I missed a half of football, one half my whole career at Missouri, and that was because of the high ankle sprain. Fifth play of the season this year, and you know, I told them at halftime, I said, "You guys do whatever you need to do with it, but you're not keeping me out of next week's game."
I think it just comes with the athleticism. I think a lot of teams will see that, you know, on Friday in the running, just see how quick I get, quick and fast I actually am. I think the athleticism part, a lot of teams don't see how athletic I actually am, and I think after they watch my times and see how I perform on Friday, they'll be surprised, and you know, hopefully that's what helps them, you know, think, hey, this guy played left tackle.
We did that at the Senior Bowl.
But, you know, I think that a lot of times, well, I guess start off right tackle, end up bumping over, learning from that, from the veteran guy who is the left tackle. So, you know, maybe that's how teams see it. Or it's just how they see me and they're fitting in their scheme. You know, maybe they see it the right size, more run blocking side. And I definitely see myself as definitely a prototypical run blocker guy. So maybe that's how they see it. So.
What are some of the issues that come when you're reducing down guard position from tackle?
You know, it's just a little different. You know, a little different set. You know, getting in a 3-point more than likely. You know, but I felt like it's been a smooth transition.
Anybody in the league you emulate yourself after? Past or present?
Going back in the past, I would say Arshel. When I first started playing football, you know, I watched a lot of highlights on him. You know, trying to get like the blueprint on how to be a good old lineman. You know, so I probably say him.
Man, you always want to be labeled as the best. You want to have that confidence in yourself as being the best tackle in the draft. I just think I have the great feet. I have a great frame. I just think I'm the best. You got to have that swagger about yourself. You got to be confident. As everywhere you go, you got to have that confidence.